Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Bessard. That's me. This is Improv for Humans. No fair weather fans allowed. Miami Heat fans, cokeheads, where the fuck you going? Today, three other humans, maybe even just two, who knows, and myself will be improvising off your suggestions given to me at Matt Besser. There's a party going on at Matt Besser all summer. Get on over there with your wine coolers. Your suggestions, other sources will inspire stories, conversations, opinions, and ultimately comedy, and ultimately shrill debates on our forum section. Neil Campbell.
Hello.
One of the best improvisers in the world. We are now having our listeners send in their intro questions. Have you ever been bitten by a dog, says the mummy. If yes, did you get rabies? What is this, the 50s? Come on, the mummy. No one gets rabies.
I don't think I've ever been bitten by a dog, no.
Hey, speaking of dogs, Tim Meadows just walked in. You've never been bitten by a dog, Neil?
I mean, playfully, but not...
Playfully.
Not...
You never took it to the next level?
No, never. I never needed to treat any wounds.
Have you ever been bitten by anything? I'm going to open up the question. Anything, including a human, but not playful. Not interested.
Not playful, not sexual.
Have you been sexually bitten? You're like, whoa, I'm not into that. A human.
Up until the reaction part, I was like, yeah, I'm into that.
You are into that? Being bitten?
No.
I think he is a little bit, isn't he, Warren? The way he reacted a little bit.
He's red.
Holy shit. Who wants to be bitten? I sat next to one of the stars of Twilight last night, though.
Ooh.
Speaking of sexy
you
wanna
get bitten.
Wow.
But I didn't know who it was, only my wife did. She's like, that's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who?
Where
right
was
next
it?
To you.
Which one was it?
I don't know his name, but he's the father of the vampires.
Peter Facinelli.
Yeah, that's who it was. That is who it was.
He was in that teen movie.
That narrows
Come
it
on.
Down.
He was nerded.
The party.
The murder party?
No, it was a party. Can't hardly wait.
Oh, yeah.
So is he a big star? Did I sit next to a big star? Or is he rather...
Oh, he's recognizable.
Yeah.
You would recognize him too?
Yeah.
Really? Is he the sexiest vampire?
No. Rank I would say Robert Pattinson is the sexiest vampire.
I was in the only commercial I was ever in was with someone who he actually got cut out except for his hand giving like five to someone, but then he went on to become one of the vampires in Twilight, one of the X-Men in X-Men
wow.
First Class. He Eddie Gathegi.
Cool.
Is his name?
I can't name any of the vampires.
Kristen Stewart.
Let's see here. Let's go back to the questions for Lauren.
Am I supposed to jump in anywhere?
You can comment. You don't need to be silent.
Oh,
but
okay.
I haven't asked your big question yet.
Okay,
your last.
So I'll be silent.
No, please don't be.
Nope.
We just have no idea who you are right now. It's a mystery if they never read the podcast listing. Okay, let's see what we have. Gregory the Grape says, do you enjoy pooping? I would never ask that to a lady, but that's what I ran into here.
I don't enjoy it. I guess every once in a while I enjoy it, but typically it's something I don't look forward to.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't like it.
You don't?
I mean, like, sometimes it's a relief, mm-hmm. but I'd be happy if I never did it again.
I hear that.
Come on, Tim. You enjoy it.
I do. I really
Some people like their morning dump.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do. Hi, I'm Tim Meadows.
And I like to dump.
I like to take time out during the day.
Mm-hmm. It's not in the morning, usually?
Usually, yeah, morning. Maybe later in the evening. A couple in between.
That sounded romantic, that
yeah,
last one.
It's always later an ordeal. It is sort of like lovemaking because there's candles involved. And
you always light candles?
Yeah, I have to.
That's good.
Deal with it.
Even if I'm alone, I still light candles.
Well, I believe in air freshener, but then someone just told me that it's really bad for you and it can make you not get pregnant and all this stuff.
Can make you not get pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like a condom?
Some of those teen moms need to spray that shit on that pussy.
Mm-hmm.
What? Welcome. I'm Tim Meadows. You know, there's a teen mom porno movie. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I saw some of it.
Did you? I did too.
What's her name? Abraham. Farrah Abraham.
Yeah, I heard her on Stern.
Yeah, I did too. She's a fucking idiot.
She's so dumb. I hate her.
I've never seen Teen Moms.
She's anathema.
I watch it every.
How many teen moms are there, or is it just her?
No, there's like a bunch, like, but there's two seasons. I mean, there's two, like, there's Teen Mom, there's Teen Mom 2.
What about in America? How many Teen Moms are
just
there?
Just thousands.
Only seven.
It's just fair.
Yeah, does this cover every Teen Mom in America? Or is it?
Yeah.
There's a big casting pool of Teen Moms out there.
But the sad part is, and seriously, how many girls out there right now are watching that show and seeing famous Farrah Abraham and saying, I'm going to knock myself up and try to get on
TV. Well, I think that really happens.
Well, how many? Give me a number.
I don't know, a bunch.
In your high school, would there have been one?
Probably. We had a number of pregnant girls in my high school.
But are they getting pregnant on purpose to get on a TV show?
No, at that time there was no.
Juno hadn't even come out.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows, Peter Tork was the greatest monkey. Agree or disagree, says Ken Crossland. That's a bold statement.
Peter Tork? That was the blonde with the pageboy haircut?
Skinnier, taller one, I think.
No, my favorite was, who was the Michael Dolenz? That's his name, right? Mm-hmm. Mickey Dolenz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
Michael Naismith. No. Mickey Dolenz.
No, he's the one, he was from America. He's the cute one.
Three of them are from America.
Well, one of those three.
One's not.
Had sort of
Davy
long
Jones.
Hair,
oh, yeah.
Sort of silly. He was maybe the drummer. I watched the monkey.
I thought Peter Tork was the drummer.
Peter Tork.
You should be fact checking this.
I think Peter Tork is the one
the musician.
With the blonde page boy sort
yes,
of haircut.
Yes, definitely. He's probably the least popular one, which makes this question kind of sarcastic, and I don't appreciate that. Everybody knows Peter Tork's not the best one.
Davy Jones is the best, right?
Yeah, all, come on, all women, I'm sorry, would say that.
I just bought a Beatles.
He's the cute one.
I just bought a Monkees vinyl album.
Really?
I found it at Salvation Army. And it was in really good condition, too.
Really?
Like it had never been listened to. but it was not the one with the hit songs on it.
All of them are hits.
What? No, not on this one.
Like, give me a title and I'll be able to sing it.
Of so, the one of the album I bought?
Yeah, on the album you bought.
I don't remember titles. Like,
well, it's the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you in the station.
That was not on there.
No.
It was like the third train to Georgia or something. It was all like songs that didn't pass the muster.
That would be an interesting album, actually.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see Head, the movie Head?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever see it?
I've never seen it. I know I've heard about it. It was directed by somebody famous, though, actually, isn't it? It's like Scorsese or.
Did.
Wait, is that like Nicholson was
Nicholson,
involved?
Nicholson, I think, actually directed it. I think that's who it was.
It is the trippy. I am highly recommending that movie, and it's nothing like the TV show. You think it's going to be wacky doodle.
It's a monkeys movie?
Yes, but it is completely psychedelic and for adults. It's not for kids. It's not like nasty, but it's totally trippy. It's just trippy as shit.
Written by Nicholson, directed by Bob Rafelson. Rafelson.
Rafelson.
Jack Nicholson wrote that by himself?
With Bob Rafelson.
It seems weird, though.
I wouldn't give him that enough credit to be able to write that.
And it's called Head.
Head.
All right,
folks.
Also, I want to recommend Prince's song, Head. I've been listening to that a lot, too.
Have you?
Yeah. I've
okay.
been in a lot of vinyl.
Yeah, I guess.
So I've been living in the past.
Neil, any Head suggestions? It has to have to do with Head, though. Any suggestions? It has to be sincere, too. Any suggestions? I'm going to recommend a band from Canada, one of the first punk bands in Canada called Teenage Head. Lauren?
Herman's Head fan.
I did watch that when I was little.
Tim was on that.
I will recommend an accessory for your head. I found some neon bobby pins at the dollar store that were really cool.
Yeah.
You're wearing one.
You highly recommend it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good find because those can be really overpriced.
Let's get that up on the forum, folks. Neil, anything?
Anything?
Don't force it, though. If you don't have any head.
Like a something that I would recommend that people.
It has to have the word head in it or being. You just have to recommend it. They don't have to buy it. It could be free. It could be a place to touch on your head.
Look, Radiohead is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah?
So.
Never heard of them.
Oh.
I have a suggestion for your head. Those things that with the wires and you push it on. Someone else pushes it on your head. It's like a claw. Oh, my God. It's so amazing.
Now,
it's like a massager.
Do you actually own one of those?
I do own one.
Or you just did it at the mall?
No, I own one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You put it on your head?
It's like a stick, like a metal stick with like metal like needles coming off of it. And then someone else really should put it on your head. It feels very good.
So your fiance, you make him do that to
you?
Yeah,
all night.
Is massage your head or your back?
Your head.
Your head. It just like, kind of like comes in and then spreads out.
We cut to Tim at the mall with Lauren helping him explain this.
So it's just It's like an octopus.
It seems complicated.
It's not. You know, you just have to let someone do it to you. It'll feel great.
I don't know. So what are these things for, these prong things?
It's just to release tension in your head.
Right.
Just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you sort of demonstrate it for me? Because this is good.
You're supposed to be writhing on the floor at this point.
It is good. I'll take 12.
Oh, good. It didn't look like you were really into it.
We cut back to his home. I sent you to buy a crib for the baby.
Yeah, I know.
And you come back. I don't even understand what this is.
Listen.
What is this?
It's a head massage. Listen, you
for a baby?
No, it's for the whole family. It's for all of us.
But we need a crib. For our daughter, Tim.
But look, if we put four of them together and open them up.
What is this? It looks like some kind of cyber octopus.
It's like a crib of the future.
Are you just saying that or is it really? If it is, if this is some newfangled Sharper Image crib.
Oh, babe, look what you've done.
I'm sorry.
Open up four of those massage things.
Now, do I do it like this?
Yeah. And yeah. Here you go. See? Little Lucy likes that.
Oh, look at her. She fell asleep. These really do work.
I told you.
Will you do it on my head now?
Okay. Yeah, I'll do your head.
Here is your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
Folks, let's go to the Twitter line. Boring Drew says boat. Andrew Lang says agoraphobia. And Jesse Schramm says peanut, agoraphobia, boat. If I had a boat. They had a camp, they're called Sweet 16s. Is that because they were 16 feet long? I don't know. But it took three people. They're bigger than the sunfish and the small ones. It took at least like three people, or at least three kids anyway, to operate one. And I did not have the skills to operate it. And I don't think the other two of my cabin mates or camp friends did either. And one day we went out on the lake and we were cruising around and went out on the lake having a great time and adept at just when you're in the middle of the lake going left and right and whatever and not giving a shit. At some point, they blew the whistle. It's time to come in. And we realized we have no idea how to stop this boat. And I still don't know how to stop the boat. I don't think we learned the lesson. And it was high winds and we were whipping around and we just went in. Not knowing how to slow down as fast as the boat can go. And no one had taught us whatever it is you're supposed to do to slow down the sailboat. And we crashed right into it was so hilarious because you can imagine the counselors are just sitting on the dock and they just see us coming full speed. We're just looking at them like we have no idea what to do, and they're like looking at us like, you fucking idiots. We crash, and of course it like goes up onto the dock kind of like halfway, and I'm sure it ruined the boat and we couldn't sail for the rest of the summer. But I always felt like that wasn't our fault. We didn't steal the sailboats. No one gave me that skill. No one sent me out there with that skill.
Yeah, that seems dangerous.
Of breaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to NASA. You've been in training for how many months?
27 months.
Good job.
32.
32?
27 as well.
27 as well. Yeah. Great. Well, it's good to have you guys here. We've got this secret mission, as you know. We're going to be going to Mars.
Oh, my God. I heard rumors at the Academy. This is incredible,
the red planet,
sir.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
This is incredible.
You three have been picked to do this. We're going to train you, best trainee we got.
So three of us will go on the mission?
Well, we're thinking two. So one of you probably won't be going.
I will go. I will volunteer.
I'll go too.
It's not that easy.
I'll go.
It's not that easy. Anybody could just sign up and just say they want to go.
Can I say shotgun? Does that apply?
I'll drive.
It's fine. You can call shotgun, but we'd like to do it officially just to make it safe for everybody.
Sure, sure. Okay. I'll sit by the door so I can be the first one out and the first one to set foot on the planet.
Okay.
You'll burst into flames. Right?
I see.
There's a chance.
Admiral is saying. It's best man wins, right? Is that what you're saying?
It is going to be.
Are the two best men win?
Well, it's or woman.
Or how about me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I honestly, I thought you were a man. And I'm not even trying
hair.
To joke around.
No,
it's just
I cut
you come
my
off
hair.
Very.
I know. I shouldn't have cut it, and no one's attracted to me anymore. It's rough.
Well, I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
And I don't want to be sued or anything like that.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't mean it. So
I'm going
okay.
to actually file a claim saying that it was an official comment of your beauty. So,
wow, thank you.
So I'm not sued. You're welcome. So listen, we were also thinking that this is going to be about a 9-month trip. We know it's going to take about 5 months to get there, and we're going to see what's going to happen after that.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I'll just go.
Is it quicker back?
Could be.
If it's 9 months, is it 5 months there?
We know it's
going to
be five.
There?
Yeah, 5 months to get there. Five
in
months.
4 months, is there?
So we're going to train
is there a
you
tailwind
guys.
Tailwind on the way back. How? Why is it quicker on the way back?
It seems almost the way there. The solar wind would be giving you the tailwind on the way there.
Yeah, the solar wind. The way I would.
Well, we leave that to
it.
The scientists to figure that out. I'm just in charge of the mission. All right. Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I took 5 extra months of training to study solar winds, and it seems like. It seems a little dangerous. Seems like we should discuss this.
Well, if they're too scared, I'll just go and I'll just be the first one in.
Well,
and that
you're going to wreck it. Can I be honest? She's going to wreck it.
What?
And this isn't like she's a female driver. I'm not even, like I said, I didn't even know she was.
That's not
until now.
That's not fair.
I'm saying I'm not saying
so why?
That. She's going to wreck it, though. She's going to get emotional. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen. There's a chance that on this 9-month trip that a baby could be conceived. NASA would not be against that if it were to happen.
That was so far from my mind. We would have to conceive. We'd have to have sex like
in the air
the day we took off.
Look, how it happens is I don't know how it happens. Okay, I'm not a doctor or a scientist. I'm just
children
in charge of this mission.
You're not
I'm
a doctor
single.
Or a scientist?
No.
What are you doing here?
I'm a bureaucrat, okay? I was put in charge by president.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, listen, we're going to get you guys up there, and we want to see if you maybe have chemistry. That's the first test you have to pass, because, like I said, there may be a chance that
your chemistry
you
test is more important than the
solar winds test.
Yeah, and solar winds and how we get back.
Listen, the first thing, the most important thing is relationship.
So for sure I'm going because I'm testing my chemistry with each guy. Okay, great.
I am gay. So.
Okay, so I don't have chemistry with you.
It's weird because I saw chemistry sparks a minute ago between you
that
two.
That happens
really?
With women and gay men.
Hmm. So you get along with gay men pretty well.
Very well, but I don't have sex with them, so I would love to take my other coworker here.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm married.
Oh.
And I mean, sometimes I feel like my wife is from Venus and I'm from Mars, but still, what's a good relationship?
Well, then if he's from Mars, he's not going to get a kick out of going back.
Yeah,
yeah,
why don't you give
it's like homecoming.
Me a chance?
Are we going to Venus?
She's gonna get 100 miles out, and next thing you know,
let's stop at
turn
Venus.
Turn it around, and let's go to Venus.
All right, Venus will be our next mission.
Great.
So let me see now. So you're gay.
Yeah,
you're coming
nothing
out,
to do,
and I'm not against that. And I'm gonna send you a form also saying that I did admit out loud that you were gay. And just so I don't want to get sued or anything.
You guys are so uptight these days.
It's okay. It's NASA.
Hey, what other astronauts were gay?
I can't divulge.
Come on.
Buzz Aldrin.
How do you know?
Because I watched a video of him with a man.
Really?
It was the second video after they did the flag thing. They had a private one on the plane. We call it a plane, but it's a rocket ship.
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about?
Well, you're an astronaut.
You can't let her drive.
I really like her a lot.
Thank you.
That's why I feel. I think she's gotten through the academy. She's gotten through the academy on charm. I study the science. I study the solar winds.
Her shoelaces
I know
are
it's
tied
gonna
together.
Take us at least 11 months of fuel.
Look at that smile. Come on. Imagine if there's Martians up on Mars. She'll be representing the human race.
Yeah.
You're just a bureaucrat. There's no Martians. At best, they're like paramecium, two-cell creatures.
We don't
need charm with Martians.
I will say, though, if there are Martians, I'm good at basketball. So if there's a Space Jam-type situation erupts, I think I can handle it.
Is Space Jam from Mars?
Marvin the Martian? Martian means Mars, right?
Yeah.
I didn't
He wears a helmet and is a... He has no mouth.
Okay, you're just a bureaucrat, but these guys are studying.
We did not prepare for a Space Jam.
Oh, I'm prepared for that if need be. I was on the women's basketball league at college.
Wow, where'd you go to school?
College University.
It's a great school.
The collegiates.
Yes, the collegiates.
Okay, so you're gay, right?
Hey, why do you keep... I shouldn't even have brought that up.
You don't seem gay. I feel like you just don't want to have sex with me.
Really, I'm asexual. I'm more of kind of a Morrissey kind of guy.
I just watched a documentary about that.
About Morrissey
about
or asexual? Was Morrissey in it?
They did mention him.
Yeah, I thought so. He's kind of my hero. I want to be kind of space Morrissey.
And see, that's the kind of chemistry I'm talking about with you two.
You know what? We start bickering. She is charming and easy to talk to.
We get along.
But look, you want her to drive. That's all I'm saying.
Don't
let her stay here and do interviews.
Come on, gay man. You're being sexist.
Do not. You call me.
I'm
gay,
sorry.
Man.
I'm form. I'm filling it out right now.
Seriously? You can't be serious.
Crap on YouTube.
It's crap on YouTube now. Brett, what do we got here?
Okay. Pat Robertson's advice. Don't adopt children.
Hmm. Who?
Pat Robertson.
The preacher man?
The pastor?
Yeah.
Susan says, I'm the mother of three adopted girls. I find the men I date are okay when I tell them I have three daughters, but when they find out that they're adopted and from three different countries and not my own biological children, they don't want to date anymore. Whether I tell them up front or after a couple dates, all the men are reacting the same way. They say they could be okay if the girls were, you know, biological children and came with child support. Why are these men reacting this way? Can I answer? Because they're, I was going to say dogs.
Don't you insult my wife.
I'm not going to say dogs, but they are, that's just wrong on every level.
No, it's not wrong.
It's wrong.
I mean, a man doesn't want to take on the United Nations, and this woman's got all these various children and a blended family. I mean, what
Holy
is it?
Shit.
And you don't know what problems are. I'm serious. I've got a dear friend, adopted some little kid from an orphanage down in Columbia. Child had brain damage. You know, grew up weird. And you just know what's been done to a child before you get that child. What kind of sexual abuse it's been, what kind of cruelty, what kind of food deprivation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're not a dog because you don't want to take on that responsibility. You don't have to take on somebody else's problems. I mean, you really don't. You can go help people.
She doesn't know
what
to say.
Minister to people.
Yeah.
We minister to orphans all over the world.
That's her boss.
Thousands
she doesn't
of
know
them.
What
we
to
love
say.
Orphans. We love helping people. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to take all the orphans around the world into my home. And I think, you know, okay, let's get the next
That's
question.
True.
He knew he was.
He could have kept going and going. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. I think he knew he was fucking up.
Yeah.
They grew up weird. Come on.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to take on the United Nations.
So
what
insane.
A great opening
line.
Yeah,
he's like talking
line.
About like buying a used car. And you don't know what's been done to it. You don't know where it's been.
Because I thought he was going to start talking about like not having adopted kids, how it ruins your dating life or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a
yeah,
original?
It sort of starts like he's like looking out on behalf of like single dudes who don't want to like get involved with someone who has a weird kid, but
well, that's like the worst advice.
Yeah.
In the question was the answer that. And it's sad, but I guess some guys are like, well, if the kids have the ex paying for them, then okay,
yeah.
I might marry her. But if they don't have any support and I have to support those kids, then oh, that's a burden. But that doesn't have to anything to do with being from a foreign country.
No, that could happen well, just right.
And also the woman looking for it, it's like, hey, these guys. I want to date these guys who hate my kids. What should I do? You know, it's like, maybe don't date them.
I know.
But isn't like the Christian way? I mean, is it like the basis of Christianity is like helping your fellow man?
Yeah.
I mean, he had to start thinking for a second, like, oh, wait a second. That's not what I've been teaching people for
Jesus. Well, can I ask you a question?
Yes, my son.
You can call me Mark now. I'm hanging out a lot. I'm one of the gang.
Okay. My feet are killing me, by the way.
Well, I'll rub them.
These sandals are just...
Here, let me take them off. As I ask the question, I'll
you wash them?
Your feet.
I'll wash yours later.
Okay. You know, you said that yesterday and you never did, but I'll get you again. I wanted to ask you. My sister... She has a child. She is a child who is weird. And it makes...
Weird how, Mark?
Oh,
that's good. Right there.
There?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you focusing on the question?
Mm-hmm.
Weird how.
Just because my eyes rolled in the back of my head does not mean I'm not listening.
Go ahead. What I mean by weird, Jesus. You know. He doesn't seem
like
as smart.
Funny
voice. He cries a lot.
Oh, okay.
Funny voices?
Yeah,
no.
You know, like, don't make Jesus do a funny voice.
I wasn't going to ask you to. It seems like you want to. If you want to do a funny voice around me, I don't
know.
Well,
do you talk like this? I mean, or something like that.
No, that is a very funny voice.
High squeaky voice? Is it? Like,
come on, let me kick. You know. I'm going to be honest, Jesus. You really shouldn't do those funny voices out in front of people because
okay.
They'll respect your words less. They'll think you're being sarcastic and shit.
Okay, I got you. Tell me about the weird kid.
So
he's not smart.
It's more that he's a burden. What should we? How should I advise
verily,
my sister?
Verily, I say unto you.
I love it when you start like this.
Thanks.
Let me write this down.
He who is with child.
You don't have to yell him right here. I'd back away, but I'm massaging your feet and just kind of yelling.
Just put, stop massaging, get the tablet out, start hammering.
Okay, here you go.
Verily I say unto you, she who is with child, that is weird.
Weird? Do you want to say it that way?
Mm.
It's going to last a while. That's what I'm putting it in stone.
Strange.
That's more open. Interpretation.
Yeah.
Okay. Strange.
Cuckoo or retarded. Let him therefore.
You're going to regret retarded, I swear to God.
You think so?
I swear.
Don't talk to mama. Come on.
Okay. Words change, I guess.
It'll be time. The times will change. You know, they'll catch up with me. Trust me.
They'll catch up with you?
Retarded will be accepted
okay.
One
okay.
Day, okay?
Okay. Fine. I'll put it in.
He that is retarded also.
Okay.
She will be shunned and shall not be helped.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's your daughter,
whoa,
whoa, whoa. Your sister, right?
My sister.
She
you
will
see,
be
you
shunned.
Weren't focusing on my story. My daughter had a kid.
Your daughter, I'm sorry.
No, it's my sister.
Who is this woman then?
Brother.
Yes.
I must go to the market to get fish. Can I leave my son with you?
Uncle Mark! Uncle Mark! Uncle Mark! Can I eat garbage?
Okay, you two have fun.
Hold on, sister.
What? Mommy, get me a fish!
I will.
Okay. Sister, I say unto thee, as Jesus said unto me, thou shalt probably stayeth in the hovel, because at the market you will be shunned.
What do you mean?
Because you're a weird cat.
Is the sky up or down?
He's not weird. He's just different.
I know, but different's weird, is strange. It's all kind of the same thing. I actually thought it'd be more forgiving.
How many holes are there?
Where?
Everywhere.
We cut back to Jesus. Hey, you know, I thought about... Hey, Jesus, yes. Were you just checking up?
No, of course not. I'll satisfy myself.
I swear to God, that's what it looked like from the back.
I was humming a song and typing it into this small tablet that I have here with a small chisel.
All right.
I'm just holding it in my lap.
I was thinking about that commandment or whatever you gave me.
The retarded one?
Yeah. Is that how you remember it?
My ears are burning.
Hey, get back here.
I left him in the cart. But shouldn't you be more forgiving? Doesn't that stand more with the overall umbrella message you've been putting out there?
I know. You're right. I probably should be more forgiving, but...
I feel you were angry at me about the foot massage or something. You just, in the
moment...
Well,
you didn't finish, first
of
all.
Well, I know. So forgive me, Jesus, on that. But let's not shun kids who are weird.
Let me meet the retarded kid, and I'll...
Please start calling him weird.
Weird kid, and I will decide if future mankind will be...
Jesus!
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, you may kiss my hand.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. So this is your son?
Yes, this is.
This is your brother?
This is my brother.
You guys have a real chemistry. You know that, don't you?
Well, we created this baby
it's
together.
That's my uncle dad.
Yeah, I know. You've been talking to friends and they try to convince you, but I'm not Mr. Right.
Crap on YouTube.
All right, folks. What we got's crap on YouTube?
We got Miss Utah. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Giving her answer.
My God. I watched it live.
I have not. Let's, don't tell me. Let's just hear it. I don't know what this is.
I missed it.
When did this happen?
Miss USA the other night, yeah. It was so good. I was dying.
Yeah, this is sad.
Egypt is the place to be.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to figure out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem. Thank you.
What
Thank
problem? You, I forgot what the question was.
So did she.
40% of women, 40% of primary income. Is women.
Yeah, women are the breadwinners.
But they earn less than
men. It's kind of a complicated
right
question.
Right after she says strive, she like knows she's
like,
fucked.
Fuck
she's like, I don't
me.
Actually even know what I'm trying to get at or what
we need
the
to create.
Let's hear that again. That was too awesome.
Create education.
Better. I would have said, turn down the fucking music.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like it was that loud. I think that might be the YouTube clip because like I don't remember that being a thing when I was watching it. It was more painful without the music.
All right, let me. Okay.
And when I was flipping through when it was on, I was flipping through television. I saw it for a second. I was like, man, nobody's done a dumb thing in a while. So, you know, I was like, it should be happening soon.
Well,
and it did happen.
That one happened, and then each girl after, each one had something kind of bad happen. And there's like, it was like nobody was getting it. Like you could see that they were all like, fuck, I can't be worse than her. And then they kind of like were pretty bad, you know. And then there was one girl who was really good, and then she stuttered right at the end, and you could see she was just like, I hate myself. It's so sad.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary
Sounds like
earners.
Joy Behar.
They continue
it's
to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think
that question is horrible.
Yeah,
it is. It's confusing.
And how we are continuing to try to strive to.
Yep, here it is.
Figure out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem.
Like, thank you, Utah.
I wonder, though, as unintelligible as that is, like, what are we hoping for? Like, that ideal, like, Nini asking Miss Utah about like equal payment. Like, what would have, were we like, God, that could have been a moment that enlightened us.
Yeah. Right.
Let's do it.
Some economic, okay.
And welcome back to Miss America. It's time for the questions. I'm going to let each of our final three contestants introduce their name and what state they're from, and then I will give them the question that will not only determine whether they win or lose, but will hopefully help America. Okay, let's get started. Let's start here. On my right, what's your name, young lady? Tell the audience again.
My name is Tiffany Lapchung.
Hi, Tiffany.
And I am Miss California.
Tiffany, you looked amazing in your bathing suit and your evening gown.
Thank you.
Everyone enjoyed it. California women have amazing tans, may I say.
Thank you. It is fake.
Oh, you might not want to say that.
I'm sorry. I wish I didn't.
Are you ready for your question?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Today, in society, there is a separation of church and state. According to the American Constitution, if you had an amendment that you would like to add to the Constitution, what would that be? Gun control.
In the Constitution, there are many amendments, and we all need to strive to have best amendments that we can believe and pursue. So if I were to create an amendment, it would be for gun control.
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Gun control in all the states and the people doing everything they should do to make everything good.
That's it?
In the way
Nothing
of
about
the world.
Jobs?
And the jobs.
Sorry, did not get jobs in time. But good try, Tiffany.
USA. USA.
All right, let's go to our next contestant.
We love you, Tiffany.
Young lady, what's your name? Remind the audience.
Hi, I'm Melissa Panlantic, and I am Miss Virginia.
Miss Virginia.
Yeah.
Hi. May I say, you looked amazing in your bikini and your evening gown.
Thank you. Virginia is a commonwealth, not a state.
Okay. Your hair, may I say, too. How long does it take to get your hair that way?
That's a secret between me and my hairdresser, Jorge.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
For your question?
Yes.
Today,
Jorge.
A lot of fans of your hairdresser.
Means he did his job well.
Question. Today in society in America, United States of America, immigration has become a problem in regards to the border and control. How do you feel?
I like it when you're driving on a street and you see a sky bridge between two buildings that you get to drive under. I think we should build one of those.
I've seen one in St. Paul. It's not a common thing, but go ahead.
Yes. I would like one of those between Mexico and Canada that goes over all the United States. And the railing should be high. And so they can't jump off the edge into the United States. And they can immigrate to each other.
I don't usually interrupt, but just to clarify, because it does sound like a good idea.
Yeah.
This sky bridge, when you say it goes over, does it pass from Mexico to Canada?
Yes.
So they avoid the United States?
They avoid the United States.
So they think they're escaping in the United States, but
yes.
Then they go right over to Canada.
From Kitchener to Cabo.
This is perhaps the best answer I've ever heard on Miss America.
That was really good.
Jorge's an immigrant.
Well, then he would be in Canada now if your idea existed and your hair would not look like it does.
What about Jorge? What about Jorge?
Can I change my answer?
Sure, you did have the best answer, though.
Okay, I'm going to change it, though.
Okay.
I think...
Start the clock again.
Okay. Gun control and jobs. And I've been watching Boardwalk Empire. We need to get rid of prohibition.
Okay. That was in the past. You know that.
Time is relative.
I am a big Michael Shannon fan, though. You should check out Boardwalk Empire.
I'm a big Shannon Hoon fan.
All right, let's go to our next contestant on Miss America. Introduce yourself, young lady.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shantae Phillips, and I am from the great state of Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
Shaped like a glove. Shaped like a glove.
It is shaped like a glove. Thank you so much for saying that, audience.
I think they were. You sounded a little defensive. I think they were fans of it being shaped like a glove.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure, but I love Michigan. I love all the surrounding states of Michigan, which is Wisconsin, Indiana.
Okay, you don't have to shout. This was your talent. We've all seen you name the states.
Illinois, Ohio. And Jersey.
Is that possible?
Yeah, we love Jersey.
Sanitation.
Okay. You did have an amazing talent, and your evening gown was great.
Thank you so much. It was based on the seven nations of Africa.
Really?
Yes.
There's only seven?
There's more, but I only could fit seven on my dress.
Okay. Why did you choose to not wear anything in the bikini part of the contest?
Because I believe that nudity is not anything that you should be ashamed of. I think you should...
Show your tits.
I'm showing them, America.
Tits. Show us your pussy, too.
Watch it.
Sorry.
I have a
I'm
good
sorry they
my
chanted
audience.
In unison, show us your pussy.
That's really... Well, our
That'll be edited
so...
out of the feed.
Thank you.
Okay, you
Cut
ready?
To an underground bunker. I think she's going to be answering the question we need to hear.
Good, good.
Mr. President.
We have to learn. We have to finally help us dictate our policy.
Yes. It's all dependent on this one question from
And
Ms.
in
Ms.
summary, in this question, how
what?
Do we deal with Korea?
Well, first of all,
I've been told you can take as much time as you want.
Oh, okay, thank you.
By the president.
Here we go.
I didn't hear that.
That's not fair.
Korea is really it's complicated, but we should continue to have economic sanctions against Korea, asking our friends in China to maybe come across and do more political negotiations on our behalf. Maybe possibly we can promise future arms to Korea.
I was with you up until the end.
No, listen. This is what I think anyways.
And what are they going to do in return by us promising them arms in the future?
They are going to just be really nice people.
You think so?
That's all we can ask.
We cut back to the bunker.
All right. Let me call Kim Jong-un.
Sir, you're going to go with this advice
mm-hmm.
right away?
That's right.
Not run it past Congress, anyone?
Fuck them.
Old stuff. From Bessa's Attic.
Folks, I want to read something from my grandmother's college yearbook. She went to School of the Ozarks in 1932.
Wow.
I think she went back to school in 1932, actually. Yeah, because she would have been, seems like at least in her 20s by then. All right, here's a few clubs that I found in the back. One's called the Square Shooter Club. This year finds the Square Shooter Club a group of better boys who are striving for the high ideals of young manhood. Each year we try to live a better life than the one preceding. I think that's a good one. I like that. The club is now made up of a group of 26 boys who are still working toward a higher plane of success. The idea of the club is to set high ideals and to raise the standard of living and to give one a better knowledge of how to gain success by clean thinking and right living. Clean thoughts and right living are a positive aid to success. What do you think this club is?
What do they do?
They don't ever say. From this, this club is a well-known organization at the School of the Ozarks, Lauren. It's made up of the better type of boys who are trying to live up to the high ideals set forth in the Constitution and the bylaws of the club. From this group of 26 are professed Christians, which adds to the betterment of the club's high ideals. We are realizing more and more what it means to live up to the motto of our club, be square.
Oh, that's nice. They want to be good people.
Mm. Clean thoughts.
Yeah.
That's just setting yourself up for failure. You're like, I want my thoughts to always be clean.
Now, here's the female equivalent of that of the boys' club. So that club is called the Square Shooter Club. This is called the 2x2 Club. As the days go by, our 2x2 Club becomes more interesting and instructive. At the beginning of this year, our number was rather small because of our members graduated last year. However, our club has increased. Until now, we've doubled our numbers since last year. There's 12.
Why is that like the most of the information?
Just before Christmas, our club presented a play taken from Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol at Sunday Night Christian Endeavor Service. The play was a success to so everyone said. And we ourselves,
it's like a diary entry.
And we ourselves enjoyed the practices as well as the play. It's rehearsal. Okay.
Yeah.
We have had several other interesting programs this year. One of these we presented in the chapel before the Square Shooters, an organization among the boys similar to ours. Ooh. Another program was a Christmas party at the teacher's cottage with a Christmas tree, donuts, and everything except Santa Claus.
What?
Our initiation programs are perhaps our most interesting, really, and our best meetings. But the only way to know about them is to become a 2x2. We derive great benefit from our club. It causes us to think more seriously about everyday habits. It draws us closer together in friendship that time cannot erase. We know that long after we graduate from the school, the 2x2 club will be a pleasant memory. For the pleasure we have in just being together, and also for the real value of the ideals we try to live by as 2x2s.
Aww.
Wow.
All right, girls. It's time for our annual Christmas party.
Oh, I can't wait. This is the best time of the year, yeah. I do declare.
I love parties.
It shall be so fun.
I love decking the halls.
Well, let's all deck the halls. I have all.
It's going to be so much fun with ribbons.
Yes, I have everything here. Everything.
Great. I can't wait to see Santa.
Yes. Oh, everything but that.
What? But I thought this year, surely.
Well, I hoped so too, but I'll be frank. Santa and I had a falling out, and he will not be here.
I know I don't want to start this debate, but just from philosophy class, it gives me this confidence. Are we sure there is a Santa? I feel every year we do our bestest. We put up ribbons and pine cones, and we put on glitter on the pine cones.
And we have donuts at the cottage.
Yes, and what about the lemonade, iced and warm? Because one year we decided maybe it's because it's iced. He's so cold from coming in. I don't know.
Oh, don't cry.
Maybe it's the play that we do every year. I mean, I do enjoy it. And I also do enjoy the practices.
The practices are so much fun.
The practices are more enjoyable than the play itself.
Well, maybe we should make the play more directive towards Santa, and that'll make him come.
It's a Christmas carol. I mean, he's not part of the narrative.
He's never coming
carol.
Back.
He's what never.
What happened? What was this falling out?
Okay, I lied before. Huh? I know I shouldn't do that.
That's not the
2x2 would
way.
Never lie, I know. But Santa died. He passed away.
What?
20 years ago.
What?
Santa?
Who's been delivering our presents?
And then my boyfriend dressed up as Santa for the past few years to entertain you girls, and he and I had a falling out.
Oh.
Now there's no Santa.
So obviously the falling out, the fault is with you, of course.
Well, I am the woman in the relationship.
Yes, I know. So what did you do to drive him away?
I was too loving, he said.
Oh. Isn't that always the case?
Later, when Claire, the leader, isn't around.
I think Claire is going crazy.
Why did you say that?
She's trying to manipulate our brains. I don't trust this 2x2 club anymore. There's only 12 girls left in it on the whole campus. We're treated like freaks. It's some kind of cult.
And when the other ones graduate, we never hear from them ever again.
That's true. Right.
Why do we believe everything she says?
Oh.
What?
It's me, the ghost of Catherine. From 2x2's last year.
You're a ghost, but you graduated.
Why do you visit us in this spirit form, Catherine? What is happening?
The second I graduated, I was shot by Claire.
I knew it. I knew it. It's true. It's true.
Get away while you can.
But wait a minute.
Who do we tell?
Did you deserve to die? Because Claire, she is the leader and founder of the 2x2 Club. What happened?
She said I was too good.
Too good?
How can you be too good for the 2x2s?
I don't know, but I'm dead now.
Where are you going? She disappeared.
She barely explained herself.
We have to confront Claire.
We do.
That's the only way this thing can be solved. With a confrontation.
What things has she said that didn't pan out?
Well, she said Santa was dead, and I know Santa's alive.
Yes, that would have been on the news or something.
I know.
Where did the presents come from?
So what?
She always talks about that National Socialist Party in Germany, too.
Yeah, she does.
She does. She said Jews control the media. I don't know that that's necessarily lines up all the time.
Just radio, pretty much.
Oh, here she comes.
Girls, what are you doing?
We have something to say.
Yes, we do. You? You have opinions? Yes.
We want to be upfront and upright.
It's time to snap the ruler. 2x2s declare by the sacred snapping of the ruler that only truth... Only truth shall be said in the room.
Now stand in 2x2s.
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 What are you doing? Are you being an army?
We are surrounding you, Claire, and demanding, in the snap of the ruler rule, that you tell the truth. Have you been manipulating our minds? What happens to the 2x2s that graduate?
You want the truth?
Yes.
You have to say it.
I shoot them. I dress them up like me. I put them in my bed. And then I used to make my boyfriend come as Santa. And he would molest them. And that's that.
That's the most horrible thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's my life you're insulting.
Okay, girls, we're going to need to decide. Should we quit this club or not?
Are you kidding me?
Here.
Up till now... Oh, I once saw a rabbit get hit by a pickup truck. That was the worst thing I'd ever heard or seen.
I'll give you two options.
Yes.
One, you graduate, and I kill you, dress you up like me, and have a man molest you. I'll have to find a new guy.
Okay.
Or two, you quit now, and we'll never talk again.
But and I'll never speak to you. 2x2 looks so good on a resume. What if I want to become a typist?
May we talk alone for a second, Claire?
Yes.
2x2s gather up in sixes.
Okay.
Listen, if we quit, we're letting down all the rules of the 2x2s that we've been taught. I mean, we have to finish this.
2x2 if 2x2 is evil. Like look at the 2x2 symbol. Doesn't it look like a swastika? I mean, little legs and those two other.
But it
that's
has
a swastika. That's but a the swastika.
But the smiley face on the swastika makes it so much more nicer. Okay, what do we want to do? Are we going to be quitters? Or are we going to...
Well, I'm not a quitter.
Complete this and be corpses in her bed.
But I don't want to be a corpse in a bed. I want to get married.
Oh, God. I'm going to finish this.
Let's go to the Straight Shooters Club and ask them. The boys will know.
Good idea.
Oh, what are you girls doing here?
Yeah, hey, ladies.
Oh, whoa. We're just straight shooting in here.
Yeah,
being
we
real
are.
Square.
Boy, it smells like Brill Cream and peppermints in here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's my new hair product.
Okay, guys, settle down.
All right.
I declare a rubber band stand.
What's that?
That means we get to talk to you guys and you can't snap back with any witty answers.
That's right. Rubber band stand, rubber band stand.
Rubber band stand.
All right,
I guess.
Recognize the right of the rubber band stand.
Yeah.
Okay, we just heard something most fretful. The worst thing I've ever heard in my life, to be honest.
Claire, the headmaster of the 2x2s.
Founder of the 2x2s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when
yeah.
2x2s graduate...
What?
Yes.
Wait, so she's looking for a new boyfriend, you're saying?
Yeah.
Let's talk some more about that.
If only grandma.
Oh, man.
If only she
what would my grandma think if she heard that scene? I think she'd be really upset.
Probably. Seemed like a really upstanding group.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
They seem like straighter than the Boy Scouts. Was the Boy Scouts around then in Girl Scouts of America?
Yeah, it seems
you
want
to know
like
how I happen to know that they were?
Oh, Scouts.
Hey. I have a poem here called Scouts. This is the trail that the scout shall know, where knightly qualities thrive and grow. The trail of honor and truth and worth, and this drink that springs from the good brown earth. The trail that the scouts, in their seeking blaze, throughout the toughest tangle, the deepest maze, till out of boyhood the scout comes straight to manhood splendid and high estate.
Well, my dear Lenore.
Were you guys in Boy Scouts?
No. I was in Cub Scouts.
Yeah, me too. Cub Scouts. I became a Weeblo.
I was a Cub for like maybe a couple months. I was never even like up to Weeblo or Wolf or whatever the first thing was.
Yeah. I think Weeblo was first.
Weeblo was second for whatever I was. Yeah.
Yeah, Cub Scouts was first.
Cub or Wolf. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you guys have that experience? Like, it was at one point where I looked at myself with my uniform on, and I was like, this is too stupid. I can't do this anymore. And I was still a kid. I think I quit right after, like, maybe, like, fifth grade or something like that.
I remember we did some kind of, like, Thanksgiving play or something, and I was, like, an Indian, and I had, like, a little headdress on. Mm-hmm. And I had, like, one line that was something like, hark, here come the pilgrims or something like that. And I just remember thinking, like, okay, just say this. You know, it certainly wasn't like we're doing a comedy. It was just like we're doing a play of Thanksgiving. Who knows why or what? I remember I said that line, and so many people laughed, and I was like baffled as to why. But I'm sure it was because this like twerpy little kid with like this headdress was like, hark! here come the pilgrims. Like, just probably looked. It was probably just the point at which everyone was like, oh my god, this is so stupid.
Okay, children, before we start the auditions, we can only have one lead, okay? Now, I know when we play a lot of group games during recess, everybody gets to do everything, but for the play is one time where there can only be one lead. So who would like to audition for Romeo first?
Well, as a transfer from the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in Shropshire, I think I deserve it.
Well, you are in the teacher's lounge. You are the favorite, I will say. You do seem to have the most experience. In fact, has anyone else here ever been in a play or anything like that?
I was in a play once.
Oh, yeah?
And I feel like I deserve it because I'm the weird kid at school. And, like, I never get to do anything cool. And, like, I feel like that's
what play were you in, Jeremy?
I was in The Gwen Stole Christmas.
The what?
The Gwen Stole Christmas.
Oh.
I believe the boy means Grinch.
Did you do The Grinch at the Academy?
No, we did Coriolanus.
Okay. And what about you, young man? Have you ever been in a play?
Yes, I've been in several plays.
Oh, really?
Yes, I've worked with the National Black Theater of Africa.
National Black Theater of Africa?
Yes, of Africa, based in Harlem. Mm. It's a long
Why
title.
Isn't it just a Harlem theater?
Well, it was founded in Harlem by some Africans who came over here to do black plays about Americans.
Okay. It sounds intriguing.
Thank you very much. My father founded it, and I done a few plays there.
Mm. And it I was in the Gwent.
You're in the Grinch. Okay, well.
I think she said the Gwinch.
It comes down to you three. We'll start with one of you guys who seems to have more experience.
Will this be a interracial Romeo and Juliet? Because if it is, I'm sorry, I cannot do it.
You can't do interracial? You can only be with other...
Blacks. Africans or Jamaicans.
What about Haitians, if you're going to be that specific?
I don't like Haitians. Sorry.
You personally?
Yes, me personally.
Is this a philosophy of your father's theater, or is this just you?
It's just me.
Okay.
But my father taught me to hate Haitians.
You're being very uppity, may I say, for a young man.
I'm just stating...
I decide who gets in, remember.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you only want the best actor for the role of Romeo, then of course you will have me. If you would like to have a second best actor.
Okay. Are you saying Juliet has to be African-American as well?
Yes.
Or African? Jamaican?
Jamaican. And if you sneak a Haitian in on me, I swear to God...
I don't even know if any Haitians go to this school.
Okay.
Frankly. Okay, who would you like
young
to go
lady
first?
In the
What?
From the Gwinch. Will you be playing the role of Juliet?
I'm being Romeo, actually. It's what I wanted to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that's why I'm here.
Would this be an all-male performance of Romeo and Juliet?
No, this is just the Romeo roles audition.
I
want to
audition for Romeo because I feel like a boy inside.
May I ask, if we're cast as Romeo, does that mean we can't audition for any of the other roles as well? Or could you play multiple roles in the play? Or perhaps all of the roles?
We're trying to get everyone involved. Mm. Only one person to be the lead. Let's just start, okay?
Fine.
And just, just for the hell of it, let's just freeform. Let's go off script. You don't have to stay with the Shakespeare. Just give me the intent of Romeo. Okay.
Well, I can stay with the Shakespeare if that's
okay.
What you want.
Go for it.
No, no, it's okay.
Nope, what? Go for it.
Who's going first?
I wanted one of the more experienced guys to go first. They seem a little more cocksure of themselves.
So we're going with the Shakespeare, or
either way,
that was his bravado, not mine.
Who layeth there before me? Is it Romeo? No, it's not.
Aren't you Romeo?
I'm sorry. I'm doing all the lines. I was doing Juliet's role. Juliet, Juliet, wherefore art thou, Juliet?
That's good.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? The sun is the east, and Juliet is in the west. I of the Capulets shall never become part of this other family. I will die forth not. End scene. Thank you.
Mm. Okay. I say the end scene. That was good, actually.
Yes.
Usually I don't want the cocky guy to win, but that was really good. Okay, stop preening. Okay. Oh, my God.
He's dancing.
All right. Would you like to go next?
All right.
I'm not done preening yet.
All right, stop flexing your
muscles. Now I'm
doing
the funky chicken. High-fiving and spike the football. Stage is yours.
Oh, my God. That is hard to follow.
Do a dance marathon.
All right, you ready?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You stick with the script or freeform, either way.
Okay. In fair Verona, where we lay our scene. Now I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Juliet! Sort of base my interpretation upon Leonardo DiCaprio's.
Okay. Are you going to narrate during the actual play what you do?
Oh, yes.
You see, this new generation that's brought up with the director's commentary, we don't want to hear that.
Mm. Aren't people fascinated by how something is made as much as the end product?
Okay, what about you, Gwinch? Are you ready yet?
Yeah, my name's not Gwinch.
Yeah, I forget your name.
Jerry.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to give it a try?
Yes, I do.
You sure you don't want to try Juliet?
No.
All right. Are you going to freeform or are you going to go off script?
I'm going to do the script from Romeo.
All right. Very impressive.
Gwinch, get out of here. We want our tree. We want our Christmas. Get out of here. Get out. It's not your day. Go back to your town. It's not where you're from. It's what you believe. Gwinch, come on.
Listen, I hate to interrupt. That was a beautiful reading, but
That is not verbatim from the Grinch script. I think she's improvising.
I'm doing verbatim Romeo and Juliet.
As Grinch? This is not fair.
That's not the Grinch or Romeo and Juliet.
It's a combination of two different plays. I mean, anyone can do that and come off looking great. She looked wonderful doing this.
You think she did better than you?
What? Yes, she was way better than me.
A plague on both your houses.
Crap on YouTube.
Okay, let's serve it up, baby.
Okay. It's called I'm Not Like Most Guys, I'm Different.
No, I'm scared.
Oh.
That's one of my key lines.
It's the first thing you say to someone.
Yeah. Hello. I'm a different kind of guy. I'd rather do gymnastics or go swimming than play hockey. Yes, and I'd rather go bird watching than go hunting. Yeah, it's true. I'd rather keep my skin nice and white than get a deep, dark tan the way most guys want to do. Yeah, I don't know why they want to get a deep, dark tan. That's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I like to keep my skin nice and white. Yeah. As for entertainment as well, I'd rather watch a drama than some action-packed film movie or some horror flick. Nah, not for me. Rather watch a drama. Yeah, that's just the kind of guy I am. Well, just thought I'd tell you those things. Goodbye.
Ew. Just thought I'd tell you.
What is that? What is that from?
That seems like a comedic monologue.
But almost. I don't think it was.
Was it like somebody asking him, or was it like a... Because he had a ring on his finger, so he might... He must be married.
That was the biggest mystery of all of it.
Jeez.
What a weirdo.
Hey, man. We're going to go tanning. You want to come?
Oh, I don't really like to get the deep, dark tan.
Oh, most guys like a deep, dark tan, so we're going to get that.
Yeah, we're just going to go sun ourselves. I mean, it's spring break. We're out here at the beach. It should be fun.
Oh, I don't really like to really take my break in the spring. You know, it's more in the summer when it's appropriate.
Sure, but we have the week off from school, so that's why we came out here.
Well... I prefer at school to learn.
Right.
It's not
right,
about drinking beer.
Okay, well, maybe after we tan, we'll go see a comedy movie or something. You want to
go see a comedy? Yeah, we could go see a comedy. We could see Hangover 3, Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer the first in a series. I don't like the third installment of something when it gets watered down and weak.
Okay, well, we could see Oblivion.
Yeah, let's see that.
Oblivion?
Oblivion?
With Tom Cruise?
Oh, I don't like to see. Is that one of those auction movies? Is it just packed filled with auction?
Well, what kind of movie do you
want
to see?
Yeah, we'll see whatever you want.
Drama.
Drama?
Why don't we go see a drama?
A drama?
If you want to say it that way. It's drama. It's dramatic, not dramatic.
All right, I guess you're right.
Well, I pronounce it right because I'm someone who cares about the language.
You're just not like most guys. Anyone ever told you that?
Yeah, we're like
most guys.
I can talk like a guy. Let's talk about getting pussy. I can talk about that.
Sure.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Our sports.
Yeah, great.
I'll talk about getting pussy or sports.
All right, tell us about your favorite time you got pussy.
Yeah, man.
Well, once I was watching a sports on the TV, television set, and a woman, female friend, came on over, and she looked very sensual, sexy.
Okay.
Ality. And I motivated my charm over her, and...
Cut to that night.
So, it's been really nice being here. I'm just going to unbutton my blouse a little bit, if you don't mind.
I do not eat pussy on the first date, I should tell you.
I
will finger blast it.
Okay. Well,
but we don't know each other enough for me to get so familiar with my mouth to get on your vagina or pussy or however. What word would you like me to use?
Vagina is fine.
Really?
Yeah. Pussy is a little bit hard. I am a woman, and I would never say that about my own vagina. So maybe
either would I.
Can we just kiss, sort of, to get warmed up? I'd really like to kiss you.
I call my penis my dorkle.
Cool. Okay. Well, I just want to kiss. I don't want to touch your dorkle or anything.
You don't want to snorkel on my dorkle?
Oh no, not yet.
That's a planned, fun little phrase I say.
Oh, that's.
I set it up by calling my penis a dorkle, and once we get to know each other. Three dates in, I'll say you want a snorkel on my dorkle, and you'll be amused by that.
Okay, well, I already know it now, so maybe it'll be ruined when you say it again.
Oh,
so
it'll seem fresh.
Can we just snuggle?
I don't really find pleasure in acting like a spoon with someone.
Okay, look,
I'm more of a intellectual.
Right.
Come back to the guys.
And
so that's a terrible story, man. Like, she didn't even do anything. Like, you never got any pussy, dude.
Well, I did see it. I didn't finger it or eat on it, but I did peruse it quite hard.
All right, man, look, we don't need to
prove anything. All over.
Cut back to that night. So just stare at my pussy, okay?
Okay. The whole thing.
Yeah, take
do
it
I all... have to get internal or just the exterior? What is the pussy in your mind? Well, is it the whole?
Yes, the whole thing.
Is the pubes part of the pussy?
Yes,
it is.
I will consider it. I want you to just look at it and just take it in for a second. Just
I think I got it.
You need more time.
I think I get it.
Okay, now I want you to enter me, okay?
I don't know. Ugh. I don't get the point.
The point is I want to have sex with you. Why did you bring me up here?
Well, I think we could intellectually, both understand sex without actually having me to get your juices out of me.
I understand sex, okay? I want you to enjoy it.
I don't want to spit in your face or regurgitate my food on you, and right, you don't want that,
No, but you can spank me. Would you spank me?
You want to be spanked?
Yes, I want you to spank me.
And then I punished her not by spanking, but by taking away her favorite book for a week.
That's weird as hell, dude.
And she was like, spank me hard. And I said, I don't think that's really going to punish you. And I took away her favorite book for a week.
Is that why the corrections was sitting on our coffee table for a week?
It was, because I haven't had that for 3 years.
I do know when you last had that, yeah.
But she didn't want to be spanked to be punished. She wanted to do it sexually.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell – I'm the only one sharing pussy stories. Why don't you share one of yours?
All right. Well, last Thursday I was clubbing after I got my deep, dark tan.
Yeah.
And I went –
And we were about to go bird hunting.
Yeah. But instead, we went babe hunting.
Yeah.
And we ended up at the beach resort club.
Yeah, BR club.
And I met a girl, and I immediately put my face in her crotch, and I got that pussy.
Yep.
But
and
do
I
you
got
feel
one
to, now,
I got it.
Months later, satisfied and proud of that experience? I mean, what lasting effect could that possibly have had?
It's pretty much all I have by way of self-esteem, so, yeah, it helps me out a lot.
Cut to that night. Oh, I really love your tan. Could you please stop doing that?
He takes out the octopus massager.
Watch this.
What's that? Oh, that does feel good.
Yeah.
We have to end on an orgasm, folks. On Improv for Humans, Neil, where can they find you on the internet?
At NeilerDude on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Check out Comedy Bang Bang starting this summer, right?
Yeah, yeah. Comedy Bang Bang Season 2 begins July 12th on
IFC.
Yeah,
I did that show.
Yeah.
Me too.
Hey.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe the same episode.
Oh, yeah.
August 2nd might be when that one airs.
Oh, excellent.
Wow, how do you pull that out of the air?
Someone's just asking me about that specific episode.
Lauren and Tim are both on the same episode, and that's possibly August 2nd.
And we didn't even see each other the day that we shot it.
No.
Yep. Holy shit.
Magic.
And you were in the same scene talking to each other.
Yeah. I'm in that one too.
Oh, he is.
Wow.
There we go.
Lauren, what's the name of your show that can be seen on?
Netflix. Orange is the New Black coming out July 11th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I saw the previews for that after Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
It looks really good.
I'm excited about it. I have a recurring role.
Cool.
Starting in the season. So, and you can check me out on Twitter at Lauren Lapp.
Tim?
Yes.
What do you want to tell people about? Anything?
I
didn't know you have a Twitter account. Is that new?
No, I've always had. I've had it for a long time. I just don't. It's Leon Phelps at Timothy Meadows on Twitter.
I just found that.
And I just did a drama. My first dramatic movie. Oh, we talked about this on.
I know, because you were bragging about crying on the Facebook.
Wasn't bragging about crying. I was saying how I had to cry in this couple of scenes in this movie. And it was just tiring after 2 days of crying. I'd never done it before. I never had a dramatic.
How'd you make yourself cry?
I kept thinking about sad things. And also, in the scene, I was like talking to this kid about dying and stuff. And so it was sort of, I kept thinking, like, what would I say to my own kids, you know, basically. But it was, I was just saying, like, it was tiring. 2 days of, like, just being in a bad, sad mood.
What's it called?
It's called Anyone's Ghost. That's the title of it right now. It's an independent. But I do that. Grown Ups 2 is coming out in July.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm touring the country. I have shows in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and somewhere, Atlantic Beach, something, North Carolina.
Nice, man.
And then I'm taking the summer
off. We're going to be together in Bumbershoot.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun.
Who else is doing that?
Horatio and Brian Husky.
That's going to be fun.
There you go. Del Close Marathon, June 27th through 30th. My stand-up special. Buy tickets right now. UCBtheater.com, July 7th. That's a Sunday at 9:30. Come on, guys. I guarantee you I'm going to break every comedy record in the book.
Matt.
Yeah.
Can we also say something about Bernie Sollins? Is all right?
Go for it.
I just want to say, basically, just we lost a great teacher, director, producer in Chicago, Bernie Sollins, who is the creator of Second City and one of the founders of improv in Chicago, passed away recently. So I just want to say thank you and thank you.
Keep being human.
Music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com and on vinyl. Support real music. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
So pick up your therapy sessions to maybe 2 times a week or something.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. 8 nights.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.